Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by an author, humorist, radio producer, and podcaster. You've heard his work on Road Dot Trip, This American Life, and the number one podcast heavyweight. We welcome Jonathan Goldstein.
Hi, Sean. Nice to be here.
Jonathan, let's go beyond the mic. What makes road trips, reunions, and difficult conversations so perfect for heavyweight?
Well, I guess things are unfolding in tape, and it's kind of like a little mini documentary. Sometimes some of these episodes take years to make, and you get to know the subjects of the show as they take on some really like difficult emotional situations.
How did the rebirth of heavyweight change the way you appreciate your listeners, producers, and podcasting as a whole?
That's a nice question. I think it really reinvigorated me and my producers. I think the nice thing, too, is that we had some episodes that had just been, or premises for episodes, or a lot of tape recordings that had been sitting on shelves for years that we were able to, in that interim that we were off the air for 2 years, work on and wait, in some cases, for people to just respond as we were chasing them down. So that was a really nice upshot. It feels really good to be back in the saddle.
You once said, quote, "My feeling is that this business of offering a glimpse behind the curtain can be used to create a more personal and intimate radio, or not," unquote. Why is vulnerable conversations important?
Well, because they reveal who we are. They're human. And I think radio is a really, an audio in general, I mean, is a really good medium for that. There's something that makes people a little more self-conscious when they're on camera. And I think you kind of forget about the existence of the microphone more quickly, and you could kind of be yourself. And when you're talking to someone, you know, people are listening, and they and the person that you're talking to kind of becomes an avatar in some ways. Thousands of people might be listening, but it just sort of feels like it's just you and that person. There's something, I don't know, there's something very just intimate and conversational about it.
Jonathan Goldstein from the Heavyweight Podcast joins us beyond the mic, and it's time for the Rocky Nate. Eight random questions. Just answer what's the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
Okay.
If you hadn't been able to get Heavyweight back up and running again, would you have fallen back to telemarketing?
Possibly. I mean, I know it's always there for me, and I'm not very skilled in much else. So, yeah. Probably.
What's the one question you wished you would have been able to ask Lenny Bruce?
Is it worth it being so dirty?
Which character in Casablanca do you relate to the most?
That's a nice one. I mean, of course you want to say Bogart, but probably more like that guy who's always chasing him around, who kind of talks like these.
Best memory at Concordia?
Oh, boy. Probably just sitting in the book stacks, in the quiet, in the basement. I don't know. It's not very exciting. But I sort of love being in the library.
Are you nearsighted or farsighted?
A little bit of both.
What's the name of the story that melted your heart forever?
It's got to be King Kong, the one from the 70s with Kris Kristofferson, you know, seeing it as a 7-year-old, feeling really bad for King Kong.
So admit it, what was your worst haircut or style?
I think I had a mullet at one point.
Oh, my father, mullet! Oh!
Yeah, that my father gave me because he was a hairdresser in the 60s who specialized in the beehive. But I showed him a picture in a magazine of a mullet, and he attempted one. So it was a mullet, and not even a very good one, a very lopsided beehive-y mullet.
Favorite album of all time?
First one that comes to mind is London Calling by The Clash.
Let's take on the back half with our friend Jonathan Goldstein beyond the mic. What makes guide making heavyweight so special for you?
My producers, we're a team that have been together since the very beginning. So it's been, you know, it's been like 9 years. And the nice thing too is that we're able to continue working together.
What do you want people to take away from each episode?
The best episodes, I think, are the ones where people can relate to what's unfolding, the struggle that the person is going through. And I hope that it, you know, at best, I think that it makes them feel a little bit better about their own struggles, feel less alone, I guess.
Which struggle is the one you face the most?
I guess in the moment, just trying to be vaguely interesting, talking to you, I suppose.
Time for the impossible question with Jonathan Goldstein. If you could tell the story of one person and everyone in the world would listen, who is the story of?
I guess it's always changing. You know, we get a lot of pitches. We get hundreds of pitches from people. And, you know, and in a sense, I become their biographer for a little while. So I think it's really whoever is sending in the best pitch at that moment and making the most compelling case for why they should be the subject of an episode. So, you know, it's nobody historical, nobody especially famous, but just someone with a compelling reason for needing help.
Who would star in the movie of your life?
Again, I mean, I'd like to think Humphrey Bogart, but probably it would be more like Paul Giamatti.
He loves sitting in the book stacks at Concordia, thinks Paul Giamatti would play him in the movie of his life, and wants you to listen to the powerful podcast, Heavyweight. Jonathan Goldstein, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much, Sean. It's a pleasure.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.